for the way you guys won last year in Pittsburgh. How much confidence do you guys have about going back to Pittsburgh again?
Well, it's always fun playing in Pittsburgh. Tremendous organization, much respect. But the win there definitely felt, you know, felt a little sweeter than we did winning here. It's always great to win on the road, especially the way we did last year. But needless to say, last year is last year. They're a different team. We're a different team. And we're looking forward to the opportunity.
So look at this as a good chance to, you know, put a good showing on the road, especially in a primetime game.
Well, we're looking for a chance, number one, to control the division. But it just so happens to be the Steelers, and you can't take nothing away from them. You know, even without Ben Roethlisberger, they're still going to play, you know, great football. That's how much confidence Coach Tomlin has in that group. And we know our challenges ahead, and they're a physical bunch. They haven't changed a lot on defense, even without their stars out. You know, Polamalu, they're still coming after you. They're going to hit you hard, and, you know, it's a running back. Especially on that field and that grass, it's a running back's, you know, nice little day for us.
The mindset of the team getting off the bus and just walking into that stadium, knowing it's a divisional and it's the Steelers, is the mindset a little bit different, even though it's going to be prime time?
Nah, I mean, this is the week, you know, Ravens fans, Steelers fans always look forward to. It's one of the most old-fashioned rivalries in football, and in my 5 years, you know, this has been one of the most fun games to play in. You know, obviously winning's better, but even the losses you take from and you try to build off it, you know. And we draft a team based on, you know, how we're going to be able to compete with the Steelers. But now, you know, I think, you know, we're neck and neck with them. Obviously, they won more Super Bowls than us, but they know coming into this game what kind of game it's going to be.
Sunday night, low of 36. What do you do now as the weather shifts? Is there anything you can do to help prepare yourself just for playing in the cold and hold on to the ball a little bit easier?
What do? You put a little Vaseline on your skin, warm your body up so your skin doesn't crack. But otherwise, you know me, I don't wear any sleeves. I'm not the kind of guy. And I think, you know, I played up north. I'm used to this cold weather. You know, I know how to prepare for it. But it's the time of year where you lather up. And obviously for me, nothing on the arms, but I'll be insulated within. 36 is actually hot once you're playing. Anything below 32, then we got a problem.
Ray, with Joe Flacco, he's been there every game that you've been. You know, the guy's durable, you know, Ben's out. What does it say about him that he's not missed a game and led you to many more wins than losses?
Joe's tough, man. I don't want to go into weight room numbers, but the quarterbacks are actually pretty strong. And, you know, look on both ends. You know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, sell short. You know, Ben Roethlisberger is one of the few quarterbacks that's played with, you know, injuries. You know, they say you can play hurt, but you can't play injured. I've seen Ben play injured, you know, so it just shows the kind of toughness that guy has. So if he's going to be out this game, obviously, you know, it's something very serious because, you know, the way the nature he plays the game. But on our end, I've seen Joe Flacco play hurt, you know. But right now, we're a pretty healthy team. But, you know, our goal as an offensive group is not to get Joe hit, you know. And we take pride in that. And but even when he does get hit, he'd always look back and check on him. And he's getting up and, you know, he's ready to roll. And says something about our quarterback, you know, because quarterback, obviously, you know, when guys are coming free at him, you know, by him throwing the ball and everything, he's really unprotected. You know, people say the running back position is tough, you know, but I get the brace for a lot of my hits. So, you know, it feels a lot different because I'm protecting my body. But usually when you get a hit on a quarterback, it's one of them free shots. And he's taken a few of them, but he's been able to bounce back, and we take pride in protecting him.
Right, considering what Jamal Charles did Monday night, do you expect the LA carries?
You know what, they came in with a great plan. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs really did come in with a great plan, you know, and but this week is more, you know, we got to take what they're going to give us. But I think running the ball is something that, you know, we have to do well against them. You know, I've always said it, you don't pick up and say, oh, we're going to run the ball at the Pittsburgh Steelers. They take a lot of pride in that. So, you know, we'll be smart when we run it, but we'll try to execute at a high level and get some great runs. But I'm sure we'll be passing the ball as well. We got some burners on the outside. That's, you know, it's pretty amazing to be around amongst this talent this year because you know, when you win the way we went last week, people probably expected 300 yards rushing out of me, but we did it in the opposite way. So it's great to see our team come together.
Ray, you're about to play a whole string of fellow contenders. Is there a feeling internally that, you know, this next 4 or 5 weeks will say a lot about what kind of season this is going to be for you guys?
Yeah, the next couple of weeks, me and the weight room will have a lot of great things in there because, you know, I got to start wearing my big boy pads now. It's going to be a tough stretch for us. But to be 7-2 right now where we're at, you know, feels pretty good. If we were on the flip side of it going into this tough stretch, it would be very difficult. But right now to be 7-2 and know that we control our destiny, not any other team, you know, it's pretty tough, pretty good feeling. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we all got to go out there and play football. We got to execute at a high level, and it'll be something that we'll be looking forward to.